This is KYW Community Affairs reporter Cherry Gregg. It's been 80 years since Philadelphia's own Marian Anderson made history when she gave a free open-air concert on Easter Sunday before a crowd of 75,000 in front of the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C. The famous contralto's voice was broadcast throughout America via radio, and we'll be celebrating this landmark occasion this weekend. And here to tell us all about it is Jillianne Pirtle. She's CEO of the National Marian Anderson Museum. Jillianne, welcome to KYW Studios.
Thank you so much for having me here today, Cherry.
This is a big deal.
It is.
80 years.
80 years of excellence of American history.
Yeah, yeah. And so people don't understand how Marian Anderson got the chance. It was because she was mistreated and she ended up winning with this even bigger opportunity. Explain what happened.
Marian came from her third European tour, where she was growing in education and music because she was denied the opportunity to study music for college in the United States. And when her manager, Sal Hurock, brought her back to Philadelphia, he said, I'm going to make you the people's princess. I'm going to give you a historic, wonderful concert where the East Coast can meet the West Coast in Washington, D.C. And it'll be at Constitution Hall, beautiful, wonderful theater.
Yeah.
That's owned by the Daughters of the American Revolution, these descendants of revolutionary fighters for our country. And he went to meet with the ladies, have the contract signed. Everything was ready to go until the DAR representatives saw in the contracts that the check boxes said Negro, female.
Mm.
And when they saw that, they said, we'd never allow a Negro to perform on our stage. And they showed him the door, and it seemed to be almost the final nail in Marian's coffin for opportunity in our great country, until she happened to receive a phone call from the First Lady of the United States at that time, Eleanor Roosevelt.
Mm.
She was a member of the DAR, and when she found out what happened, she was appalled and she was disgusted. And she said she'd never be a part of an organization that would discriminate against anyone based upon their race, their gender, their creed, their class. And she seceded from the DAR. And she invited Marian to the White House. And Marian became the first African-American to perform at the White House.
Wow.
And the first to receive the Liberty Medals of Freedom as an African-American and female. And so that was the beginning of the great idea. Since you're being denied at this location, let's open it up to the country. And let's have the first of its time, before Woodstock, before Mr. Jay-Z's Made in America, there was an open outdoor concert to beat them all. 75,000 on Easter Sunday, April 9th, 1939, on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial stood men and women of all colors and races and beliefs, so that they could see this young, beautiful black woman from Philadelphia who had a voice of a goddess singing classical music.
Yeah.
With this tall, regal, radiant beauty that she carried. And she gave a full concert for everyone to hear, and another 2 million that could listen on radio.
Yeah. And this was a pretty big deal. I feel like Marian Anderson was an international superstar. And in America, she was known, but this turned her from famous to iconic.
Quite iconic. After this beautiful concert was over, she wasn't just known as a young, successful artist. She was a humanitarian. She was a young woman of color in the United States in 1939 who was a freedom fighter for civil rights, for women's rights, for the rights of children, and someone who the great Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King said was the original mother of the civil rights movement.
Yeah.
When he called her on her phone in Philadelphia on Martin Street and said, "Miss Anderson, you are the inspiration for the location of a speech I want to give,
yeah,
of a march I want to have. Will you march with me? Will you sing for me? Will you be a part of this movement because you inspire me?"
And so the Lincoln Memorial kind of became the iconic location because of the concert that Marian Anderson performed.
Absolutely. What she did was open up a door to the window of what civil rights and legacy could be for all people. And now you see today so many people have demonstrations at the Lincoln Memorial. They have special events, ceremonies that reflect the nature of our country, all because of what this young lady of color from South Philadelphia did 80 years ago.
Yeah. And I think about that. I mean, because this scene of her in front of the Lincoln Memorial with the First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt, so many other, I mean, they had Supreme Court justices, high-ranking officials from the United States all there to witness this concert, and, you know, thousands, tens of thousands of their close personal friends all there. And this scene is going to be featured on currency if that ever actually rolls through the U.S. Treasury.
It was a wonderful, inspired moment from our former Secretary of Treasury, the United States under the President Obama administration, Jack Lew. And we are hoping that that will go forward with this administration. And if they choose to do the opposite, we will propel with protest the right for it to go forward into the new administration.
Because she was supposed to be on the back of a $5 bill.
Yes.
Marian Anderson, this iconic scene from the Lincoln Memorial that took place 80 years ago this month. And so the footage is rare. Like, you can't even really find it. They have pieces. They have, like, the newsie, the newsreel of it. But it's hard to even find the complete footage of her performance.
It is. It's very rare. We are thankful that Marian kept it in her collection, and we do have that at the National Marian Anderson Museum, and we will be showing parts of it this weekend on Friday at our beautiful ceremony remembering these 80 years across from the Liberty Bell at the Independence Visitor Center Theater, with our ceremony we're going to have at 11 o'clock, and we will also be showing it at Easter Sunday, the Convention Center, with the Black History Showcase, the annual Black History Showcase.
Yeah, wonderful. And I understand, Jillian, you will be performing there.
I will. I will be performing at both of those locations on both days, on Friday and Sunday. And we will be performing pieces that Marian performed those 80 years ago on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial. Some favorites that everyone loves. The Ave Maria that Marian made so famous. Her wonderful spirituals, including Deep River. And, of course, a beautiful patriotic medley. That, out of all of the iconic pieces, something that touched the country so much is when she sung "My Country, 'Tis of Thee."
Yeah.
"Sweet Land of Liberty," because it sent a message that that piece, this country is for all people.
Yeah, yeah. Including people of color.
That's
and she
right.
She was the first to do that. And so now this is iconic. And so people should come by and check out the National Marian Anderson Museum in South Philadelphia and hear and witness this rare footage and check it out also this weekend. So tell people where the museum is and where they can find out more information.
The museum is located in the heart of Center City. Some people call it Center City West, Rittenhouse Square. Other people call it South Philly, 762 South Martin Street, Philadelphia, PA, Marian Anderson Way, 19146, in between 19th and 20th and Fitzwater Street.
And wonderful. And what's the website?
www.marianandersonhistoricalsociety.weebly.com.
Wonderful. And so congratulations to you guys, keeping the Marian Anderson legacy alive. Check out the National Marian Anderson Museum in South Philadelphia. It is amazing. And you will really, really enjoy yourself and learn something that you didn't know before. And I'm so glad that this is such a milestone for Marian Anderson. And that congratulations to you. And I want to shout out, because the founder of the National Marian Anderson Museum recently passed away. Tell everybody a little bit about her.
everything about Lady Blanche Burton Lyons was wonderful and unique and special. And she was handpicked by Marian Anderson herself to be her great mentee, the beautiful young lady, child prodigy, known across the nation, an African-American girl at 3 years old who could play classical music on the piano and read sheet music. She was the first African-American to graduate from the historic Curtis Institute of Music, the first to study with Madame of Grevagner, the first to travel across the United States and the world as a young lady representing winning the competition and playing with the New York Symphony Orchestra and being the first African-American at the historic Carnegie Hall. She played for kings and queens and heads of state, and also including Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt, Third Good Marshal. She was the first female to integrate into an all-male orchestra. She was a professor for over 40 years, but she always said that her greatest achievement was purchasing the home that she used to play the piano in as a little child in Marian Anderson's house, and she turned it into a museum in 1995 so that everyone could come and see and know who Marian was and who could support her legacy and the legacy of the Scholar Artist Program, for which so many have come and benefited from. There will never be another Blanche Henrietta Burton Lyons, and there are so many people that owe a debt of gratitude for who they are because of who she was.
Wonderful. And so, and part of it is you, that's how you came up through the Scholars Program. And so, you know, and we say rest in power to Lady Blanche, and her spirit lives on, as does the spirit of Marian Anderson. And you are now holding the torch here. And so we wish you luck. Check out the Marian Anderson, the National Marian Anderson Museum, the Marian Anderson Historical Society, all run by Jillian Pirtle. So thank you so much for coming into the KYW studios.
Thank you, and thank you for all you do, Chair.